USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
It turns out there may not be a second strain of the coronavirus after all. The New York Times claims reports of a second COVID mutation were just a theory from White House Task Force member Dr. Deborah Birx. Birx apparently saying how another variant in the United States might explain the surge in cases, and her comments were included in a report. President Trump is responding to Twitter's move to permanently suspend his account from its platform late Friday, condemning the big tech giant and saying they do not stand for free speech. The president adding Twitter may be a private company, but without the government's gift of Section 230, they would not exist for long. Twitter saying the president's post had violated its glorification of violence policy. Twitter has not provided any evidence to back up their claim. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.